NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Rock Breaks, McEwen Inc. completes acquisition of Golden Lake Exploration. Rock Breaks, McEwen Inc. completes the acquisition of Golden Lake Exploration, adding the Jewel Ridge projects in Nevada to its Gold Bar Mine complex. The transaction supports McEwen's strategy to expand exploration and extend mine life. Golden Lake shares are expected to be delisted, and the company will cease reporting obligations.
Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens growth outlook with scalable satellite deposit strategy. Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens its growth outlook with a scalable satellite deposit strategy. The industry trend is shifting towards bolt-on deposits and district-scale consolidation to combat reserve depletion. West Santa Fe, located near Lahontan's flagship Santa Fe mine project, shows promising mineralization and a large surface footprint. This strategic move positions Lahontan Gold to thrive in the evolving mining ecosystem.
Wintermar Offshore reports 1Q 2026 results. Wintermar Offshore reports a 194% year-over-year increase in attributable net profit to US$4.80 million for 1Q 2026, driven by a 47.8% revenue growth. The owned vessel division saw a 53.9% revenue increase, resulting in a gross profit doubling to US$12.70 million. Operating profit rose by 153.0% to US$10.50 million. Wintermar plans to expand its fleet amid a strong market outlook for OSV demand.
Western Star Resources submits application in response to solicitation from the U.S. Defense Industrial Base Consortium, engages Plutus Invest and Consulting GmbH for investor relations services. Western Star Resources has submitted its application to provide critical minerals to the U.S. Defense Industrial Base Consortium. The company engaged Plutus Invest and Consulting GmbH for investor relations services. This move aligns with the DIBC's goal to diversify the defense industrial base and ensure a stable supply chain for defense technologies. Western Star looks forward to showcasing its tungsten asset and upcoming exploration program.
SBF AG publishes annual report and confirms preliminary figures for 2025. SBF AG has published its annual report 2025, confirming preliminary figures for the year. The company generated consolidated revenue of 40.7 million euros, with EBITD reaching 1.0 million euros. Despite market challenges, strategic adjustments have led to improved profitability. SBF plans to expand sales activities and optimize cost structures to unlock its full potential. Rock Breaks, CMX Gold and Silver Corporation eyes 2026 as a pivotal year, with a recent article highlighting its commitment to advancing operations at the Clayton Silver Project. The property's promising geology and focused land position position it well for success, despite fluctuations in gold and silver prices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech media breaks Exirient Inc. reports strong industry interest in fire retardant technology platform Xerie. Inc. reports a surge in interest from top manufacturers looking to incorporate its fire retardant composite technology into various products. The company's Nexboard team material passed internal fire testing, prompting collaborations for non-combustible materials development. Xerient aims to enhance safety standards across industries and expand its advanced materials platform. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Lafleur Minerals Inc. secures terms for financing and offtake of gold doré with Trafigura Canada Limited. LaFleur Minerals Inc. secures terms for financing and offtake of gold doré with Trafigura Canada Limited. The Canadian gold developer is set to restart operations at its Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec, with plans to process 750 metric tons per day initially. The company has entered into a term sheet with Trafigura Canada Limited for a prepayment financing facility and gold doré purchase, paving the way for commercial production.
Why semiconductor fabrication heavily depends on cooling hardware. Semiconductor fabrication heavily relies on cooling hardware to maintain temperature stability during manufacturing. Any variation can disrupt the precise processes needed for wafer alignment. Fabs like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. Limited and clients like NVIDIA Corp. depend on proper cooling for reputation and revenue. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focused on companies like these, offering tailored corporate solutions for maximum impact.
Growing copper inventories put bearish cloud on markets. A wave of pessimism is spreading through the global copper market as rising inventories collide with weakening demand. Even before geopolitical tensions linked to the U.S.-South Iran conflict raised alarms about global growth, sellers were already struggling to move cargoes. This came as China's appetite slowed and traders pulled back from shipping metal to the U.S. South after tariff-driven opportunities faded.
Arctic begins federal permitting. TRMHS. TRM Federal Permitting. NYSE American MQ Joint Venture advances one of America's highest grade undeveloped copper projects. TRMHS has initiated federal permitting for the Arctic project in Alaska. The project, one of the highest grade undeveloped copper deposits globally, aims to meet the rising demand for copper in various sectors. The venture anticipates creating up to 870 jobs, generating millions in state taxes, and reducing costs for Alaska Native communities. This move comes amidst a shortage of domestic copper supply and lengthy permitting processes for new mines in the U.S.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc. NYSE American AMYCEO discusses rare combination of grade and scale in Ambler District. Trilogy Metals Inc. CEO Tony Giardini discusses the company's progress in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. With near-term catalysts on the horizon, Trilogy is focused on de-risking its projects and positioning itself in the global supply landscape for critical minerals. The company's Arctic and Bornite projects offer a rare combination of grade and scale, setting Trilogy apart from its peers as global demand for copper rises.
HKTD's response to Hong Kong's export figures for March. Hong Kong's merchandise exports saw a significant year-on-year increase of 35.8% in March 2026, reaching HK$618.40 billion. The first quarter of 2026 also showed a robust growth of 32.0% in exports of goods, totaling HK$1,546.20 billion. Despite challenges like high energy prices from Middle East tensions, the Hong Kong Trade Development Council expects steady export performance, driven by global demand for electronic items and other goods essential to supply chains. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is advancing its Murdoch Mountain drill program in northeastern Nevada amid increasing fertilizer supply pressures. The company has started its 2026 exploration program after completing necessary wildlife and sage-grouse surveys. Additional drill pads are being prepared to further understand the phosphate zone's characteristics. With tightening global fertilizer supply, Nevada Organic Phosphate aims to cater to the U.S. South agricultural market, focusing on organic and regenerative farming sectors.
Mining news breaks. Fairchild Gold TSX-V FARFECQB FCHDF Frankfurt Y4Y receives clearance to seek shareholder approval for Golden Arrow property acquisition. Fairchild Gold TSX-V FAROTCQB FCHY4Y has received clearance to seek shareholder approval for the Golden Arrow property acquisition. The company plans a special meeting on June 9, 2026 to discuss the transaction with Emergent Metals Corporation. The acquisition is subject to regulatory approvals and closing conditions, with completion expected in June 2026.
Network news breaks. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. acquires Mackenzie East Gold Project in Val d'Or Mining District. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. has acquired the Mackenzie East Gold Project in Quebec's Val d'Or Mining District. The project, adjacent to the Mackenzie Break Gold Deposit, showcases anomalous gold mineralization. LaFleur plans systematic exploration for resource definition and potential mill feed. The acquisition involves $30,000 in cash and 175,000 common shares, pending exchange approval.
Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey links multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project. Chile. Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey linking multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project in Chile. The survey, completed by Expert Geophysics Services, Inc., identified conductivity and resistivity anomalies connected to mineralization from 2025 drilling. President and CEO Merlin Mar Johnson stated that the survey revealed plumbing architecture typical of world-class mineral systems in Chile, with large targets to be drilled soon.
Spring thaw reveals winter's hidden damage to Twin Cities concrete floors. Spring temperatures in the Twin Cities are revealing winter damage to concrete floors. ITR Concrete Technologies owner Nick Winsher warns property owners of potential issues like cracks and moisture damage. With an average of 42 freeze-thaw cycles per year in the Great Lakes region, now is the time for assessments to prevent costly structural problems. Visit atrfloors.com for more information.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group expands fleet sales pipeline following NAFA 2026 engagement. Massimo Group expands its fleet sales pipeline after strong engagement at NAFA 2026. Massimo, with growing interest in its HVH-equipped Sentinel Series UTVs and MVR Pro Series electric carts. The company notes increased RFP activity and ongoing discussions with public sector and enterprise customers, positioning its climate-controlled, utility-focused vehicles to meet demand for high-utilization, all-weather fleet solutions.
Defense news breaks. American Fusion Inc. expands government procurement services with initial Canadian defense order. American Fusion Inc. has expanded its government procurement services segment with an initial Canadian defense order. The company secured a purchase order for 253100A phase noise analyzer units valued at approximately $58,000 from Effective Acceleration Ventures Limited. This transaction marks a strategic step in building procurement capabilities within the Defense Inc. supply chain, showcasing future opportunities in government and defense-related sectors.
Anchor Resources increases its interest to 75% on Block 8 oil and gas license in Cambodia. Anchor Resources Corp. increases its ownership interest in the Block 8 oil and gas concession in Cambodia from 20% to 75%. The company's energy subsidiary, Enercam Exploration Limited, has entered into an agreement with 358,140 Alberta Limited to fund the drilling program and make a payment of $2 million. This deal benefits both companies, with Enercam Accor now holding a substantial 75% interest in the concession. Thank you for joining us today. That's it, this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's.